Blog Talk Radio.
Well, to the show. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing,
Josh? You here? I'm doing great. Hey, isn't this great to do this? This is our podcast. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, good. So, first off, I want to thank. It's kind of you and I right now. We're just going to start this, and I want to try this intro real quick and see if it'll play. So, give me just a second, okay?
All right.
Under pressure.
I love it. I love it.
Well,
can't go wrong with
here's
Queen.
How this. No, you can't go wrong with Queen. Here, even though we don't have anybody, it's just you and I, we're going to keep this going. This is the very first one. Probably not going to get anybody. I'm okay with that. But this is basically, I'll have that intro after the Blog Talk Radio thing comes on. We'll introduce ourselves and we'll just kind of make it kind of informal. And actually do this. So this is how this works.
Okay.
We'll just kind of practice doing this, and we'll just go from there. It's going to be, it's on the computer screen in front of me, so I have control of everything. So I'll play I have like these commercials that we do. I'll have them on here, and I will charge accordingly down the road once we start developing this. I've had this thing since 2010. There's over 100 episodes already on this thing. So if you get some of these that older ones you want to share on your Facebook page, by all means do. All right, let's just go with your first story that you're going to talk with, and I've got ESPN in front of me in case something breaks. But I do have some breaking news in college football, so go ahead with yours first.
Well, I think, obviously, the major news story that broke over the last, 48 hours is baseball is finally returning. And, you know, I've been thinking about it all day, and it's actually unique because they're only going to play 60 games and then it's playoffs. So if you really think about that, the very first game matters. Every game matters.
You know what I think they should do? I don't mean to interrupt you, but here's what I think they should do. They should take 60 games from the day they start, whatever game they were supposed to play or whoever they were supposed to play, that's where they should start in the schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, if
back in early times, early baseball, they used to only play 16 or 60 games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to say it's back in the early 1900s.
Why is it that the MLB and the odds on it's the Dodgers and the Yankees to win the World Series? I mean, the Nationals are 18-1 favorites, and then the rest of them are 7-2. Why?
I don't know. I mean, I think the Yankees are always up there because they try to buy their championships. I mean, we know that. They've done it for years. The Yankees, I mean, they've got some good players. I don't think that they play well together, and I think that's always the Yankee issue. I think the Dodgers, there's really not any competition out in the West. And I think this year, the way they're doing it, you're only playing division games. You'll play 40 games in your division, and then you'll play the other 20 games on the opposite division. So, for the Reds. We'll play 40 games against the other four NL Central teams, and then we'll play 20 games against the American League Central. And I think for the Dodgers, if you really look at that, they'll be doing that with the AL West and the NL West. There's really not any competition in either division.
So do you have access to an internet there where you're at?
I'm actually on the Bleacher Report where they're going over the rules and stuff for the 2020 season right now.
Okay. Go over the games that the Cincinnati's going to play, the 20 in the other division on the American League, and then do the Braves.
Okay. Let me
this is really informal, Josh. So this is you and I talking. This is how we're going to do it.
Well, I didn't know they've already got the schedule up. That's old. So this has got the Nationals and Dodgers on here. They haven't really announced schedules yet. As far as, like, dates and stuff, like, we know that opening day is July 24th, and we know that everybody's going to be reporting by July 1st, so by next Wednesday. But for the Reds, they'll play – everybody's playing the 60-game schedule. The Reds, they'll play their 40 games against the Cubs, the Brewers, the Pirates, and the Cardinals. And then they'll play 20 games against the AL Central, which is the White Sox, the Indians, the Tigers, Kansas City, and Minnesota. And then
I mean, here's the thing. This is what I do like about it. Everybody's going to have to be on their toes. There's no playing around here. If your pitching sucks, excuse my French, but fucking sucks, then you're in trouble.
I agree. 60 games, like I said, every game matters from game one to game 60. And you're starting the season off, you're going right into the playoff race.
Right off the rip. So does that not put a lot of pressure? A lot of pressure on the managers themselves to make sure they have the right rotation?
It does. It's going to put a lot of pressure on them. But at the same time, we're going to get to see a lot of really good baseball because this entire season is going to be, you know, what we would have normally gotten getting into August and September in a normal season format. So it's going to be exciting.
Do you think that teams are going to be loaded with their stars, or do you think they're going to have to start looking for some of those minor leaguers that they laid off to play?
From what I've read, the roster is only going to be 30 players, and as they get closer to the playoffs, they're going to drop it down to 26. So I don't think that there's going to be any minor leaguers that are going to get to play in the major league like they would during the playoff pushes. I think it's going to be mainly your names, your big-time players.
Okay. Hey, hang on a second, Josh. I'm going to play this and try this. Hang on.
Okay.
When I think of Complete Lawn Services, Quinn's Lawn Care of Highway 58 comes to mind. They specialize in cleanup, weeding, mowing, trimming, and anything else to do with lawn care services. So give them a call at 423-303-6591 and ask for Matt.
Okay. I'm just trying some things out here. Where do you see the Reds in this 60-game shootout, is what I call it? Where do you see them doing in the Central, because the last couple of years they have not done so well.
No. I think I think the acquisitions that they've made, I've been saying this for a while, I've been really upset with baseball because I feel like Cincinnati is going to put a really good team on the field this year. They've got a lot of really quality players, and on the plus side, they've been able to get some of the players that have been injured and went through surgery, they're able to get them back. Eugenio Suarez and is one of them that wasn't going to be playing until probably last month, June or July anyway. So this has actually helped him. He's going to be 100% ready to go come opening day. So I think, and then when you're looking at it, playing the AL Central, I think Cincinnati's got a really, really, really good shot at making a run for the playoffs this year.
That would be interesting in a 60-man shootout if Cincinnati made the playoffs and St. Louis did not.
That would. I mean, if you're looking at the standings from last year, you know, St. Louis and Milwaukee were the playoff teams from the Central last year, and there's a chance that it could be Cincinnati and Milwaukee or the Cubs and Pittsburgh. I mean, it's wide open. I don't think it's going to be Pittsburgh because I think they're going backwards right now. But it's wide open. I mean, literally anybody can win any division. And there's no telling who we're going to see come playoff time.
Let's move over. Let's go to the Yankees. And go to the East, if you want to move over there, Josh.
Yeah.
I think you made a comment earlier, and I'm going to kind of add to this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play as a team, and that's what their problem's been for a long time. They can pay these players all this money. But if they're not together, they're not going to do anything.
No. And when you really look at it, these are big-name players. And when you have big-name players, 9 times out of 10, that comes with a big, big-time ego. And you can't have all those egos in the same clubhouse because they're going to clash, and then they're going to collapse. And we've seen it with the Yankees the past few years. They've had really good names, but they haven't had a really good team.
Let's talk about the rest of that division. Tampa Bay typically is really good in that division. And then you have Boston that's typically pretty good in that division. It really boils down to, in that division, who's going to get hot first? It's like you said, they're basically playing a 60 games to make the playoffs. Can New York play 60 games and make the playoffs?
I think they can, but the wild card in the American League East is Toronto. We've seen it for the past 3 or 4 years. Toronto is notorious for getting a really fast, really hot start. And then about the All-Star break, they start falling off, and then they start losing. And they're not going to have to worry about that this year. They can start off hot and win the division and make the playoffs. Like, that's a very real possibility.
And, you know, that's a scary thing because it's usually the Yankees, it's usually Boston, sometimes Tampa Bay, and then, like you said, Toronto basically has a good half of a season. It would be interesting to know that if the Yankees didn't start out very strong with the 7-2 odds to make the to win the World Series, and a team like Toronto, who's very the first half of the season, they're really good and then they fall off. Could that happen this year?
me personally, and I know a lot of people that listen to this more than likely will agree with this, we're hoping for that to happen. We're hoping for Toronto or even Baltimore to get hot. You know, it's not uncommon for Baltimore to get hot. But it's going to be fun because there are those teams in these divisions. Seattle over in the American League West has another team. And you know, they start off really hot and then kind of flatten out as the season goes on. You're not going to get that flattening out from these teams this year because they're not going to have time. They're only playing 60 games. It's either you're going to start hot and finish hot, or you're just not going to finish at all.
Right. And so as we bounce over to the American, let's go to the American League West. Do you see? Isn't it usually Oakland that's really stretchy, and they end up playing very good for the first half, the first three quarters, and then they kind of fall off? Isn't that something similar as to what could happen with a 60-game playoff? And you can see teams like Oakland in contention for the West.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year, just to put into perspective how the American League as a whole was last year, Oakland was a wild card team at 97 wins and 65 losses. They were 10 games behind Houston, who won the division, and they were still a wild card team. So, I mean, we may not see Houston win the West this year. Texas is a team. They've been quietly adding players. They've built that beautiful new stadium out there in Texas that they're opening up this year. They're tweaked their uniforms. So they're pretty much a new Texas Ranger team going to be taking the field in a brand-new stadium. You know, Texas could make a run, and it wouldn't surprise me. The Angels are also in the West. They could make a run. They've got one of the best players in all of baseball in the outfield, and they can make a run too.
Yeah, and then as we're talking about this, you're going to have teams like Houston – that tries to use the last of the season, the last 10 or 15, 20 games to make sure that they've got their spacing. And really, with the season the way it's worked out now, they're not going to have that.
No, Houston's one of those teams. They get a really big lead in the division, and then they put it on cruise control. And they can afford to do that because even with taking 6, 7, 8 losses in a row, it's not going to hurt them in the division.
No, it's not. But this – I'm pulling it up here because I want to – they want me to get the activation code, and I don't want all that crap. But I'm just trying to pull up the baseball part of it, but that's okay. I'll get it for the next one. Let's move over to the National League West. This is what I call a goulash division. They do the same thing as Houston does, and they get a 10 game lead, 15 game lead. And then they kind of cruise, and then they beat up the teams that aren't very good. How, as a manager, if you were a manager of the L.A. Dodgers, for instance, or San Francisco, who's been at the bottom for a while. Oh, we've got somebody calling in. Hang on a second.
Hi, Eddie.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
So, good. So what I was talking, we were talking baseball. One of the things I was talking about is you have these teams that end up building up their leads, whereas now they only have 60 games to do this. How do you think the teams in the West are going to fare out? Is it going to be a shootout all the way through, or do you think somebody's just going to get hot all of a sudden there, Josh?
Well, I mean, in the National League West, it's really the Dodgers and then everybody else. So I think the real question is are these other teams going to take advantage of only doing 60 games, or are we going to get another like last season where the Dodgers had a 21-game lead over Arizona, who was the second-place finisher in the West?
Carl, what do you think about the National League West? Do you think it's a goulash of a mix, or do you think it's going to be L.A. to win it all?
If we're looking at a normal season, then yes, I would say L.A. to win it all. But when you shorten everything down to a 60-game sample size, all bets are off. Anything can happen. We may see somebody hit 400 because sustaining excellence over a short period of time means less talented teams have a chance to look better than what they are. We may get a weird World Series champion. We may have a pitcher win the Cy Young who's not any good just because of, like, this shortened schedule. Like, baseball historians are going to go crazy talking about this after it's done, man. But we're going to see some weird things.
Caller, what is your name?
Yeah, this is Naj.
Hi, Myers. Okay. Thank you for joining our podcast here. Josh, as we move over to the National League East where the Braves are, one of the things that I really feel like is going to happen here is either the Braves or Washington is going to start out really hot, and then Philadelphia is going to be right there in the mix of it all. I really feel like this division will be down to the last, to the 59th game to find out who's going to win this division. Do you feel like it's going to go like that?
I think so, because if you got to throw in the fact that they've got to play those 20 games against the American League West, so that means you're going to get Yankees and Braves, Tampa Bay and Braves. They've got to play Boston and Toronto and Baltimore. You got to take that into account when they're coming up, you know, doing the division stuff. And I think the East is one of the more competitive divisions in all of baseball, the National League East, that is. And I think we're going to get that again this year, too.
Myers, what do you think? Do you think this is going to be a shootout, or do you think this is going to be a runaway with somebody?
This fan down here in Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta going to run away with it. Acuna for MVP. Them boys ain't got a chance. Honestly, I think Philly's pitching is probably going to be the issue. They got Wheeler and then what else? So, how do you sustain that? Yeah, so I'm not too worried about them. The Nationals, that's a whole other thing, man. Yeah, those boys scare me. They got everything they need. It's just the loss of my man, what's his name, Rendon. That's the only thing that lineup changes a bit. But besides that, yeah, they're dangerous.
I think the loss of Rendon for the Nationals is bigger than most people think. He kept that team together. He's a great hitter. He plays great defense. And I truly do believe that getting rid of Bryce Harper like they did was probably a blessing for that team. What's your opinion of that, Myers?
I agree. I mean,
look, Bryce is a great player. They just decided, as far as salaries, it just wasn't worth it at that point, that they could find equal or enough talent by spreading that money around in different ways and still be good. So, it's more a financial choice than anything. But I'm a big Bryce Harper fan, man.
I'm going to give you my personal opinion here, and it's just my personal opinion. I don't think Bryce Harper's as good as they paid for him. I think he should have stayed with Washington with what they offered, and I think he would have given them over the top when they went to go win their World Series last year. But I just don't think Bryce Harper is worth the $300-something million. I just don't think I don't think he's that in a nutshell. Josh?
I agree. I mean, I think if Washington has Bryce Harper last season, I don't think they win the World Series. I think getting rid of Bryce Harper, it allowed them, like the caller said, to spread that money around to different players, and I think that's what ultimately won them the World Series last year.
You know, Kurt Suzuki went to the Nationals and got him a World Series ring. I really think the Braves screwed up there by getting rid of Kurt Suzuki. I would have liked to got rid of Tyler Flowers myself. Watching last season, I mean, he was above average at that, and I thought Kurt Suzuki put the ball in play more often than anybody else did. What do you think, caller?
No, I mean, you know, that's a good point. That was definitely a downgrade. But they fixed it this offseason. As you see, they brought on the catcher from Tampa last year, whose name I can't call. So, looks like they fixed it. Can y'all think of his name?
Right. Oh, I'll have to look it up. But I know who you're talking about. It's escaping my mind right now. We got about 4 minutes left. Caller, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll be back here next week, too. So please join us, okay? I appreciate it, man.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Yep.
Have a good one, man.
That's pretty cool, Josh.
It is.
Here's the thing. We're going to make this – we're going to talk the last 3 minutes unless somebody pops up in there. We're going to make this in kind of like when we're – I'm going to call this behind the show, behind the show, basically. You and I have these conversations between the breaks and so forth and so on. So this is kind of how we're going to do it. It's going to be kind of just informal. Next week I'll have something going on, and we'll talk about a subject. You have something, and we'll just call this the show behind the show, basically. And then we'll just kind of build it this way. What do you think?
I like
this format?
Okay. I do. I like it a lot.
Let me give you some information. Have you got a paper and pencil? Because this will give you a chance if you want to set up an episode to do something on the Sports Guys by yourself or something. I'll give you the information how to get in. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. The host number is 319-527-6060. And then you put in a PIN number. Then you put the host PIN number in, 657-298-8878, and then the pound sign.
All right.
And then that number, that number you called is for, like, if we want somebody to call, if we have a guest, like Bob Kesslane or somebody, they can call that number and we can still do this.
Okay.
We could also do wrestling off this. We can do all kinds of stuff. It doesn't have to be just what we do, what I do on the air. We can make this a kind of a mix of whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
So the next time you call, you know, we do something wrestling, I might have Johnny Viper, you play Johnny Viper or something, play in character. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe we can work.
Yeah.
And then we can do something. We'll do something with college football with this during this. But there's over 100 – there's a minute and a half left. There's over 100-something episodes on here. If you want to start looking on here and sharing them, get people interested, we can do that as well. Now, you'll need a laptop to do this. I know you got one. And that kind of thing. But this is pretty cool. We can make this – basically, we can call this the show behind the show, and we just talk like this, okay, man?
That sounds good.
You like this thing?
I love it. I think it's awesome.
And then, you know, you can – we can interview people and that kind of thing. So tell everybody I said hey, and give me a call soon, my man, okay?
I will. Will do.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, man. You too. Bye.